There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill to the...
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway on KMOX.
Well, hello. It must be the weekend again. We're here on Your Retirement Highway. My name is Ken Heisey. Alongside of me, Steve Mahler. We're financial advisors at Heisey Advisory Group here in St. Louis, and our Your Retirement Highway show here every weekend is here to help you get through that process of transitioning from the workplace over into the retirement years. So a couple of questions that I want to ask you. Do you want to retire within the next maybe 3 to 5 years? If so, do you have a complete plan in place for that transition? So what do I mean? Do you have a plan to create an income cash flow when you give up your paycheck? Do you have a plan to invest your portfolio accordingly to support your income needs? Do you have a tax strategy to help you minimize the amount of taxes that you're going to pay in retirement? Do you have a plan on how to handle the rising healthcare costs? Do you have an estate plan? A plan to transition all your assets at the end of life? Do you kind of get my drift? Do you have a plan? Folks, this is what we do day in and day out, and we help people create these plans in order for them to have a successful retirement. And when you put it all together, it's called our Retirement Roadmap Review.
And so we have helped hundreds of people over the last several years create their retirement roadmap, and we are looking forward to being able to do the same thing for you. So I encourage you to reach out to us. Call Heisey Advisory Group. Our number is 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. And always you're free to go out to our website, yourretirementhighway.com.
Today we want to spend some time talking about this thing called the 4% rule. A very popular rule, and we want to talk about three things that you really should know about that 4% rule. The first is that the basics of the rule are relatively simple, but oftentimes misunderstood. The second is the 4% rule is not carved in stone. And number three, whether you start with that 4% rule or some other rate, you've got to be ready to make adjustments to your withdrawals. So let's start with the first part. It's really a simple rule, isn't it? It's kind of take your assets and apply that 4% and that says that's your withdrawal rate. But the rule also then allows you to increase that withdrawal every year by the rate of inflation.
Yeah, so the theory would be in the first year you would take 4% of your assets as your first year's withdrawal, and then in the second year you would take your 4% increased by whatever the inflation rate was, and then in subsequent years you would do the same thing, just keep tacking on for inflation.
And it allows to have a nest egg that should last 30 years, which for most of you listening is probably enough. Some of you that have retired earlier may be retired more than 30 years, but many of you are also working a little longer, so maybe you won't be retired 30 years. But the key here is it does not guarantee that you won't run out of money.
Well, and certainly running out of money is the number one fear of retirees, and we exist in an environment today that makes the 4% rule much more challenging than it used to be when it came about in the early 90s when a gentleman named William Bengen had come up with this rule. And so the things that are challenging for us today is we exist in a fairly low interest rate environment. So in that typical portfolio, which this was designed around, that old 60-40, 60% in stocks, 40% in bonds, the bond portion of the portfolio is potentially going to be yielding considerably less than what it was when this first came about. And so there's been some talk that, you know, should the 4% rule really be more like a 2 or 2.5 or a 3% rule?
And in looking at that 60-40 split, stocks and bonds, a couple of the things, you know, that's not carved in stone. Some of you have portfolios that are more stocks. Some have portfolios that are more bonds based on your comfort with risk and market volatility. But one of the things I'd like to throw in as an option, the bonds, you just said bond yields are much lower today than they were back in the 90s. And an alternative to the bonds in that portfolio might be one of these things called a fixed indexed annuity. There have been studies that have been put out by the financial industry, not the insurance industry, but the investment industry, that have shown coming forward over the next 10 years, you may be better off using a fixed index annuity as the bond alternative rather than bonds as the portfolio. So you might look at a combination of 60% stocks, maybe 40% in something like a good quality fixed index annuity as an option.
Yeah, I believe Roger Ibbotson, who maybe you've heard of, maybe you haven't, for people in the financial services industry, Roger was sort of a guru, and Roger's charts were well known throughout the industry, but he's recently done some studies and concluded that with regard to where we are today with the interest rate environment, with the fact that he expects over the next several years that returns on stock market assets probably are going to be more moderate than they had been, that using the alternatives like the fixed indexed annuity might go a long way to helping you be able to realize that, you know, kind of 4% mark.
Yeah. Well, and the advantage to that right now is bonds, if interest rates go up, bond yields or bond prices are going to go down, and there could be a principal loss that's out there, whereas the fixed index annuity doesn't have a principal loss. It's a protected asset backed by the claims paying ability of the insurance company.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Well, folks, here we are. It's the weekend. And again, thank you so much for listening. We know there are an abundance of things that you could be doing today. We are not radio personalities. We are retirement professionals. This is what we do, and this is what we know. And we realize that probably of all the things you're going to be doing this weekend, your least favorite thing would be to give us a call. But it may very well be the most important call that you make today. Don't you want to read a letter to yourself 30 years from now where you can smile and you could look back at the important decisions you made today about your retirement planning? That's where we want to help you. If you've saved at least $250,000 or more, give us a call right now at 314 328-4400 and get your personal retirement roadmap review. Here's what that all entails. That entails an analysis of the downside of your portfolio, the risk that you may be carrying in your portfolio. That's an important piece to understand, especially today in the market volatility that we've been seeing. It'll expose the risk that you have so that you can address that. Secondly, it's going to give you an income plan, an assessment of where you are and how to create that income, whether the 4% withdrawal rule may work for you or not. It's going to give you an evaluation on your tax planning, your healthcare planning, your estate planning. We're going to wrap that all together and give you a full assessment for the retirement roadmap review. So again, the number to call, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back. We're talking today about some of the planning that's involved with helping you transition your assets from that working life to the retirement life, and making sure that you've done all the proper planning and that you've thought of things like an income plan, that you've thought of your investment plan, you've thought of your tax strategies, healthcare costs, estate planning. All of that goes together, and that whole process we call our retirement roadmap review. And specifically today, we're spending time talking about the 4% rule that is pretty popular in this day and age and has been popular for at least the last, say, 20 years or so. And it's the concept of just taking your assets and calculating 4% as a withdrawal rate, adjusting that with inflation. And there are a lot of misunderstandings about it. We talked about that a little bit. We also talked about the fact that it's not carved in stone. And in fact, today there are a lot of financial people that are suggesting a 3% rule instead of the 4%. Because of the lower yields and slower stock market growth that they're forecasting.
Yeah, I mean, that I think relates directly to those things we talked about in the first segment. And it, you know, you can't ignore the fact that if the markets have a little more volatility, maybe a little more modest returns than what we've seen. We certainly know that bond yields have not been where they were when the 4% rule first came about. And then something that you pointed out right at the end of the first segment, which I think bears repeating, and that is that if you are trying to build part of your portfolio using bonds, you know, which is certainly not a bad idea, you've got to recognize that if we are starting to slowly enter a rising interest rate environment, while bonds are thought to be the safer of the two categories between bonds and equities, if you are entering a rising interest rate environment, you're not totally protected from, you know, loss of principal. Now, if you hold your bonds till maturity, that's a different story. But if you're owning mutual funds that own bonds that don't have particular maturities, you may see some significant swings in those values. So just be aware of that.
And so even with this withdrawal rate, you need to be ready to make adjustments to your withdrawals. Again, whether you're more concerned about running out of money or maybe not as concerned about running out of money, these things are all going to factor in. But if the market does take a big hit or it churns out a series of subpar returns for the next 10 years and your nest egg value drops significantly, you might need to skip some of those inflation increases. You might even have to scale back on your spending. And that's one of the things that we really focus on. If you have a dream for your retirement, and you have this idea of what you want it to be it golfing, be it traveling, be it gardening, whatever your passion is, maybe it's your grandchildren, it's taking them on trips. What you want to make sure that you can do that year in and year out. Do you really want to run into a couple of years where you have to significantly reduce your spending and let the market control your retirement? Or do you want to take control of it and have a plan so that you don't have to do that?
I mean, I think, you know, if you had a preference, you certainly would want to be able to take control and not be subject to what the market does as it relates to the kind of retirement that you're enjoying. And something interesting, I just want to point out, CNN Money did an article recently, and there was an interesting statistic in there. We were talking about how the 4% rule was really designed around making sure that people's money wouldn't run out of money and ostensibly would last about 30 years. And the reality is that in the first half of 2017, 19% of 70 to 74-year-olds were still working. And that's about 8% higher than it was back in the mid-90s. And the other statistic that was interesting, about 10% of the population will live to 95. So in that scenario, if you're going to live to, say, 95 and you work till 70 or 74, maybe you don't need your retirement assets to last 30 years. But I thought it was interesting in the context of this conversation.
That some people are working longer.
Working longer, definitely.
Yeah. Now, here's another caveat to this whole 4% rule. A lot of you have significant amounts of money in 401ks and IRAs. And with that, the tax laws, the tax rules around those, you're all familiar with the 59.5 rule that if you take your money out before that, you have a 10% penalty. But folks, keep in mind this 70.5 rule that goes with those assets. It's called required minimum distributions. And the first year at age 70.5, that distribution is roughly 3.7% of your portfolio. Fits into the 4% rule, right?
Perfect.
Fairly close.
Yep.
But by the time you're age 80, that required minimum distribution is roughly 5.3% of your IRA value, significantly higher than the 4% rule, or even what a lot of the financial people are thinking about in the new 3% rule. And that's going to cause some problems because now you're going to be forced to take those withdrawals. You're also going to be forced to pay tax on that. So that's why I said at the beginning, it's not just about having an income plan or an investment plan. You need to start having some tax planning strategies, or you're going to end up paying more taxes, or you may end up paying more taxes in your 70s than you did while you're in your 60s.
Well, and the other part of that you had mentioned earlier as well is that if you are not aware of the amount of risk and volatility that is built into your portfolio, if you suddenly reach age 80 and now you're taking out 5 or 5.3% for required minimum distributions, but you've done that on the heels of a, you know, decline in the market and you've seen a lot of your assets disappear, that's going to only increase the probability that you are going to run out of money, and you've got to really be careful about that as well.
Absolutely, and that's why we're here to offer you a personal retirement roadmap review. It's that time when you come into our office, sit down with us one-on-one, not a threatening appointment. I promise you, absolutely no pressure. Our first meeting is all about vision. It's all about learning about who you are, what your values are, what your concerns are, what your personal dream is. And our goal is to give you the confidence to be able to live that dream and to solve those things that are keeping you up at night or that are anchoring in the back of your mind. We want to get you to a point of being confident in your retirement. And we need to do that by having a plan. And that's the retirement roadmap review process. It's the process where we sit down and we identify issues with an income plan, the investment plan, the tax plan, the healthcare plan, and the estate plan so that you can have a starting point as to where you're going to make sure that you've got all these together so that you can be more confident in your retirement future. So reach out, give us a call today, 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400 to get your personal retirement roadmap review.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Do you want to retire in the next 3 to 5 years? Are you maybe recently retired? Maybe you've been retired for a number of years. If so, do you have a complete plan in place for that transition? Do you have a plan to create an income cash flow after giving up your paycheck that you've had for many years? Do you have a plan to invest that portfolio accordingly to support that income need? Do you have a tax strategy to help you minimize the amount of taxes that you're going to give to the IRS in retirement? Do you have a plan to handle the rising cost of health care? And do you have an estate plan, a plan to transition your assets at the end of your life? If you get my drift, the real question is, do you have a plan in place? Something to put it all together, what we call our retirement roadmap review.
And these are essential questions as you head into retirement or are thinking about heading into retirement here soon. And if you've been listening to the first couple of segments, we've been talking about the 4% rule. And this is that rule that was sort of created back in the early 90s by William Bengen. And the idea was is that if you take an inflation-adjusted return of 4% each year, that your money ought to last you 30 years and you ought to be able to sail off into the sunset. And there are some pitfalls with the 4% rule. And so we've been helping hundreds of people create their retirement roadmap, and we're looking forward to being able to do the same for you. And so what we need for you to do so that we can make sure that the 4% rule really is right for you or maybe needs to be adjusted somewhat to ensure that you can enjoy your retirement is to give us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, that number is 314-328-4400. Or you can always go out and visit us at yourretirementhighway.com.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.